Drive Morning Edition with Alex Levchuk and Jody Orton. Possibly the best way to launch Thursdays yet invented by humanity.
Yeah, not that we want to overspin, but I think it's a bit more positive than Keith Chegwin's piece. But, you know, what the heck. Of course, we add to that Amy Elise, birthday girl today. Natalie Tuck, who will be a birthday girl at least once every 365 days. Great, it's fantastic stuff. And I'm saying birthdays because what better way to celebrate your birthday than to actually go to the Military Adventure Park, militaryadventurepark.com. Have you actually had a look at the website, Amy?
I haven't, no, I'm
afraid. Oh, well, a treat is in store for yourself. Natalie?
I haven't either.
Oh, Jodie? No.
No, I'd hate to be different to research.
Well, I have, and it is a cracker in every sense of the word, and I'm looking forward to connecting, obviously, with Aaron Craig. As we say, some of our team will be going out this Saturday to actually take part in the Grand Military Adventure Park that's actually there. And whom have we actually got online now to talk to us about the Scarborough Military Adventure Park?
Would that be David Hooper?
It would be David Hooper, the very same. David, how are you?
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Outstanding, sir. Delighted to actually touch base with you. Define, where are we reaching you at present? Because, I mean, we identified on your first piece a couple of weeks ago that clearly you don't necessarily have a Yorkshire accent. Strange, but
no.
True. Yeah, exactly. So I thought, hang on, have I got through of Scarborough? And you go, hello. Oh, is it weird? I thought it's Terry Venables. But still, no, it's not. He's come up from us to sort this thing through up in Scarborough. He's been in Scarborough 20 years, I think. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. Yeah,
20 English years, and he's still a Cockney at heart. That's
I should be saying those are bum, really.
just an e-bar gun will be fine. Talk to us about the Military Adventure Park in Scarborough, because it is something I'm really looking forward to actually checking out on Saturday, and fingers crossed, maybe even driving one of those miniature tanks that you've actually got.
Yeah, well, you should be driving one of them. They're quite simple to drive. Mm. It's like almost like driving a little mini digger. They're dual control, so you've got a controller in each hand, and each hand controls each track. So you just push them both forwards, go straight forwards, and then just pull one back if you want to turn left, and pull the opposite one to turn right. It's quite simple. But they are excellent fun. I mean, at the moment, when you come down, there is a bit of work going on at the moment because we've got some exciting stuff going on for next year. We're bringing in a big indoor area for the ranges now, so we'll be able to shoot a bit more interesting weapons, such as obviously paintball weapons, airsoft weapons. We've got archery, crossbow, various other maybe BB pistols. But then we've got a new attraction coming in called Spider Mountain, which is like a tubing which goes up about 30 foot, and in between each level there's like loads of elastic, and you have to sort of climb your way through it and work your way to the top, and then when you do there's a death slide that comes off of it.
Now, I'm looking currently at the site, and I'm seeing our regular correspondent, basically the 3rd and 4th of December, which obviously after we've checked this out this weekend.
Yes.
Director Graham Harper, and you're giving away 30 free lives, which is nice. You know, I thought it was only the almighty Lord above could actually give away lives, but no, you can have 30 free lives if you come in a Doctor Who costume. Jodie,
I'll
be there.
I'm thinking there are happening things here, basically. I mean, Natalie, the ideal assistant from that sort of point of view, it's just one darn good thing after another, really, in that sort of perspective, which is brilliant. You've even got a Dalek in there, or as our American correspondents say, a Dalek. No. You just listened to the show last night. It's online, etc. So great news in terms of that. It's a military adventure park that's actually there. I think we already like you on Facebook, etc. Natalie, questions for David, please. It's so overwhelming an experience, David, that Natalie has almost lost the power of speech.
I have this effect on women.
And she's from Selby as well, so in the Scarborough area. Go, Natalie.
What's wrong with me this morning? Where did you get the idea to, like, set up a military adventure park?
Well, it all started about 5-6 years ago. It's my brother, me and my brother Christopher. We're both quite keen paintballers. And we were looking for land for paintballing, but what it is, my brother's an ex-professional boxer. And at the time, he was boxing with a guy called Gordon Gibb, who's the owner of Flamingoland theme park and zoo in Scarborough, North Yorkshire, and White Moulton, near Moulton. And He suggested that he had some land for us. So we went to have a look at this land, which was in his holiday area. And, you know, it was perfectly suitable. So off we went to look for some paintballs, and we come across these laser guns that had just come out from America that had been used by the US military. So anyway, we had a look, and we thought, these are absolutely brilliant, you know, and there's obviously, you've got a big layout with the actual guns, but the running costs are very low because obviously there's no paint and there's no pain as well when you're shooting at people. So as soon as we mentioned,
I might want to beg to differ with that. They do sting slightly. I have done a bit of paintballing scenario, but you know
they sting a lot. If you come out, you'll be covered in bruises. Nine times out of ten, unless you're some sort of ex-SAS and don't get shot. So we got these laser guns, and because they were laser guns, Gordon said, you know, we might as well come inside the theme park. And it just went from there, and it proved to be a massive success. So we then got another place, we got another fort and stuff in the Haven Holiday Park there. And then we opened the third one, which is the Military Adventure Park. And that's when we, because it's such a big piece of land, we started looking for new activities. And it's just gone on from there, really, and that's why we're looking at all these different new activities all the time. Looking to be the innovative and bring in all the latest and newest activities around the world, really.
And let's be honest, you've also won the Princess Trust Enterprise Award, so great from that point of view.
That's correct.
We have the joys of the ultimate grin factor. I've just become the 64th person or 65th person to actually like you on Facebook, so I've done that physically at this moment. You know, it's crazy.
So
we're sorted through on that. Jodie, are you going to be liking the Military Adventure Park on Facebook?
I certainly will be, yes.
Yeah, it's very American as well in its own routine. You know,
sending
the tanks, sending the troops, partly, of course, as David is well aware, and we can reveal all for Natalie's benefit as this. It's all part of the midweek drive, Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting, American Dream Team attempt to take over the world. Need some tanks to actually just get in there and, you know, drive the whole thing through.
It does sound like a good idea for the American Dream Team. Like,
it's called the annexation. Exactly.
Bonding session.
You see where we're going here. Exactly.
Oh, yes.
As Jodie also hosts the American Dream Team here on Siren FM. Questions for yourself, Jodie?
Yes. I had a question, now I've forgotten it.
Do you want to have a look at the website? You come around here and have a look at the website, Sarnaria, and then you can actually sort of get that sort of through. Then you see she'll have a few moments to sort of through. Meanwhile, Amy, you're quite an action girl, you know, in every sense of the word. She's a trampolinist, she's a sailor, she's basically sort of, I mean, she's from Watford as well, David, so that's always important.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, I know.
Someone else speaking English.
There you go. Oh, bless them, as I say. It's all great stuff. Amy, does this sort of thing appeal to yourself?
It does, yes. I mean, I'm quite a big fan of paintballing anyway. I'm up for anything like that.
So I think, you know, if you're not this weekend, then possibly the weekend after, you'll be coming up to join this whole thing, really.
I would like to.
We'll get that sort of through. Just work our way through that.
Does it work in this sort of weather?
Does it work in this sort of weather? What sort of weather does it
work in? Does the tank work when it's a bit cold?
Yeah. Yes. Is it not too cold to run around and play military style stuff?
It's not done in the news,
It all depends on whether you're a lady or a gent, really, because we tend to be a bit tougher, so we will run around in it. But there's plenty of people who are willing to go out in the cold and play still. For some, it's better, you know, especially if it's snowing and whatnot. You know, some people like to lay in it, believe it or not, and use it as cover.
But personally, I've always found it's not advisable to go in high heels, just for some of these things. I find that's not suitable, really, from that point of view. And cocktail dresses, they're usually out, you know? It's a different mind.
Liam's just joined me, if he wanted to speak
We will speak to Liam, and in fact, we'll go for that in a few seconds. But Jodie, you've had a quick look at the site. Any questions you want to put to David?
I have, yeah. Well, I remembered what my question was, and it was, what future activities do you have planned?
Yeah.
But I'm really excited. I've just seen the inflatable assault course, and that sounds fabulous.
The inflatable assault course.
Yeah.
You see, it's just now. Listen, Liam, would you like to introduce Liam to us, David, and sort of say why this person is a key member of the Military Adventure Park team in Scarborough?
I would. Yes. Yeah. This the guy who's going to come on is Liam Watts. He's brought into the company as events manager, but he's a very astute, clever man who's he's come up with all sorts of ideas, including this Doctor Who weekend that's going on for Graham. And he's got some more exciting stuff to tell you all about.
Well, so. There we are. So, well, for the moment, David, we'll come back to you in a few seconds, because obviously we've worked through that, so pass the speaker on to Liam, and we will say, Liam Watts, event manager for the Military Adventure Park in Scarborough, welcome to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. How are you, sir?
Hello, good morning.
Excellent. No relation to David Watts, the former sort of song that was Wish I Could Be Like David Watts. It's now not a case of Wish I Could Be Like Liam Watts, Wish I Could Be Like Liam Watts. Sorry, he's wondering
why it's like. I don't know how many people would think that. But,
no.
We
need to address those kind of things. Obviously, Graham is one of our regular contributors. He's currently working on a whole range of things for Nickelodeon, as well as other stuff, etc. Known very much as being a Doctor Who director who's worked on classic and new Doctor Who, etc. He'll be there. I'll be coming along this Saturday. I'll be there the following Saturday. We'll have some of the team as well. Katrina Lake is coming. Aaron Craig, our head chef, is coming in this Saturday as well from that point of view. I gradually get a feeling that the three co-presenters in the studio today, that's Amy, Jodie and Natalie, might be looking to possibly do something a week on Saturday. What do we think? Is that, are we looking? Mm-hmm.
Not a problem at all.
So, I mean, I know how hard you guys in events management actually work, because we feature a great deal, and I like to shine the spotlight on you, because, you know, it's not just a case of, oh, it just happens. You know, there's a lot of things that need to be put into place. I mean, Jodie, you coordinate events, and you've done your fair share in your times.
Yes.
You know, they
always
work hard.
Easy, is
it's
it?
Not exactly. No. It's working through it. So, Jodie, questions for Liam Watts.
So, other than the Doctor Who event that you've got coming up on Saturday, what other events have you got lined up for the future?
Well, the main one in our calendar is, I'll start off, we like to do a lot for charity. We're looking to align everything, or we're looking to put a big alignment towards raising money every year for various charities. And our big one in the calendar is our charity open day. We've yet to assign a date for it, but it will be early next summer. So it'll be a case of watch this space, get onto the Military Adventure Park website at militaryadventurepark.com, and you'll see our charity open day. And if all goes to plan, that will be a North Bay Charity Open Day. If your listeners are aware, obviously there's a North Bay in Scarborough, where the Sands Complex is. What we'd like to do is get the whole area involved, bring all the businesses together, and raise as much money as we can for a local Scarborough charity. Mm. So that's the main one in the event, and that's coming up. As I say, we've yet to assign a date to it, but we're looking probably about June or July.
We've been covering a number of events in Scarborough over the last couple of years or so, in day outs in Scarborough, and we've seen the North Bay with obviously the fantastic work that Blue Crush are actually doing in the Blue Crush Bar, and Ken Kitson, and the work that's actually there. Say Saturday we were seeing you guys, we're doing a piece there, we're also doing a little location report at the North Bay Railway, etc. It really does seem as though the North Bay in Scarborough in particular is just going ballistic in terms of fantastic things that are actually there. I mean, you know, I can sense Natalie bursting with pride as a Yorkshire lass from Selby, saying, thank the Lord for these folk who are actually coordinating good news for Scarborough people, etc. I mean, you know, Skegness, eat your heart out. And I say that even though we're based in Lincoln today, you know? So, you know.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, Natalie, questions from yourself.
Can I just ask, where is North Bay in Scarborough?
Oh, bless her heart. Bless her heart. Where's the North Bay? I think it's a good question, Liam. Would you like to say it? How do you get to it? It's simply follow the signs to North Bay.
Break out the Google Earth. Exactly. I think the best way to describe it, obviously, you've got central Scarborough, you drive in. You can't go any further because you've got the sea in your way. If you turn left, you're going to head north towards P-Zone Park. And a slightly quieter... traditionally more quieter area of Scarborough, and you've got slightly more rugged cliffs there and less amusement arcades and things on those lines as to South Bay.
It's a bit more stylish, a bit more classy, a bit more in keeping with the Midweek Drive Morning Edition and Midweek Drive shows, really. That's the key thing.
It is a little bit more classy. Yeah, I suppose that's a good word to use. Yeah, it's got great views associated with it, great surfing, hence why Richard is doing so well with the Blue Crush Bar, because you've got surfing, you know, right on your doorstep there.
I always feel that before we do one of these shows on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, Liam, we should actually just wax our boards. I mean, Amy, obviously, from your sort of your sailing routines, so yeah, surfing is an important part of the whole thing.
I've actually surfed in Scarborough.
You've surfed in Scarborough.
Yeah, last year, around this time of year, it was cold.
Yeah, but you know, but it could almost have been Oahu Beach, Honolulu, couldn't it, really? And that sort of thing.
Been.
Yeah, exactly. Apart from the weather. Maybe that's not a Hawaiian themed day. I could do my Steve McGarrett approach. Sorry, Liam, I'm kind of extemporising here in terms of themes.
What? Oh, it's good to listen.
Yeah, American Dream Team. I mean, I'm thinking, Jodie, there must surely be a kind of combination of American Dream Team and Midweek Drive scenarios. We could have an event here, and I think we...
Yes.
Yeah.
Which team would I be on?
Be a double agent, obviously. Obviously. I'm both. You know, and technically, I'm in the same position as executive producer of the American Dream Team. Mm-hmm. You know, officially, yeah. I didn't realise I was, but still.
Really? I didn't realise that either.
It happens, you know, that's the key thing. Liam, you mentioned the website, you mentioned obviously Facebook, things are on there, we mentioned obviously the Ministry of Tanks is featured on Top Gear and Twitter, etc. The great thing about this is corporate events. I mean, also you've got the possibility, we've talked about the charity raising, the fundraising things from that point of view. If people are sort of thinking, look, we're tired with the murder mysteries, we're tired of the paintballing, as we said, we want something different, something energetic, something that's going to keep us going, you know, something that's going to help us in these areas where, you know, we feel as though life is against us, etc. We want fun.
Too right. Well, I mean, obviously, corporate events over the past 5 years, I think, have stagnated a little bit. I think generally companies aren't looking to do corporate events as much for whatever reason. Maybe they're tightening their wallets, whatever. But there's still a necessity to bring staff out of the shelves, bring them working together as a team, bring out your leaders within a group. And we have a tremendous opportunity with Modern Warfare Laser Combat, which is like paintballing without the pain, basically.
As we said when we spoke with David the first time round, it's a bit like stepping into real life Call of Duty, but you're still going to be alive. You know, it's great.
You hope so. We haven't lost anybody yet.
I say the same about these shows. You know, thankfully we're all together. That's the important thing.
Yeah, just like very similar to Call of Duty, because you're using a red dot sight. You're obviously cutting and diving around. You know, you get into this soldier environment. You're reloading the weapon. It makes a shooting noise. You know when you've been hit, and you can program the weapon, because it's electronic, to behave like any weapon from the Call of Duty range. So that gets people fired up.
There you go. What's not to love? Perhaps we could actually have a My Little Pony Day as well, but never mind, that's a different line entirely.
The Military Venture Park is available in pink. We do hen do's as well.
Yes. Always crucial to know, I feel. Listen, it's been fantastic talking to yourself, Liam. Have you had a reasonably interesting first chat with us here on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your time.
I look forward to meeting up with you. Are you going to be there on Saturday?
I should be, yeah.
Next,
yeah,
though. We'll touch absolutely. There. So we've got Katrina Lake and Aaron Craig, a few of the other guys coming down, Jericho Keys. So we'll be working our way through that. I take it then we'll be featuring you again in the very near future, Liam.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Splendid. If you just pass us back to David, and then I think
I will do.
Natalie can ask those last two questions. She did so well after the Paris speech. Alluded to her early with the shock and excitement of all this stuff. It's a whole routine. So we're back with David Hooper, Commander David Hooper, one might well say, really, Chief Executive Officer. You know, Lieutenant. How would you like to define yourself? I mean,
Major General.
That's all right.
Just David will survive.
Wow. That's over to you, Natalie. Would you like to ask those last two questions to Major General Hooper?
Okay, Major General Cooper, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic conversation with us this morning?
I have, yes. I've enjoyed it.
And can we look forward to connecting with you in the very near future?
You certainly can. Of course you can. I mean, all we want is people to come along. If you have a look at the websites and the Facebook page, obviously, we do birthday parties all year round, so anyone can have a look at anything they want and get in touch.
The little children in the background shouting there, please shoot me. No, only kidding. It's only a laser gun. It's all important stuff. David, fantastic. Touching base with you. Good. So I'll say we'll be seeing you on Saturday. And hopefully, so you'll see the rest of the guys the week after for the Graham Harper Doctor Who special as well. What excitement.
I will do, yeah.
Amazing.
I'm looking forward to it all.
Here's Traverso.